Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, September 7th. And Burns, let's begin with the Trump administration's decision to end DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. What's the impact for OSU?
Well, we have several students that were eligible for the DACA program, and so I'm sure that they are very uncomfortable right now. We are very hopeful that the Congress will fix this, and it sounds like the president will sign it if they do. On a personal level, I never thought you ought to punish the children for the wrongful acts of the parents. And these students that we have are fine students. They don't get any aid. They work hard, and I think they're going to make great members of our society.
Burns, turning to the football season, OSU off on the right foot.
Sure are. We had a great game last Thursday night with the Tulsa Hurricanes, and the much-touted offense certainly showed up that evening, and the defense did a good job as well. So we're off to a great start. We got a tough game in Mobile, Alabama tomorrow night against South Alabama. And we've got to keep it up. So I'm very excited about the team, and certainly wish Coach Gundy and his staff and all our players the best of luck down in Mobile.
Burns, OSU is prepping for an important conference for state educators.
We are. You know, as a land-grant university, we train great talent, do great research, and share both with our state and the nation and the world. This annually, we host a conference for high school principals and counselors, and this year will be September 19th. The purpose of the conference is to inform the principals and counselors on the process for their students applying to college. And obviously, we'd love to see them come to Oklahoma State University. But there is some lack of knowledge of how to go about all that. And so if the high school principals and counselors are informed, we think we can do a better job of getting more kids into college. So that conference will take place. It's open to anybody and everybody. We'll have students there as well. And we just encourage everybody to sign up at the OSU homepage at okstate.edu.
And finally, Burns, OSU reaches a milestone in the construction of its Endeavor Lab.
Yeah, the Endeavor Lab is the new engineering lab. You know, in the last 7 years, our engineering college has doubled in size, and we are in desperate need of lab space. And frankly, Oklahoma State industry is in desperate need of more engineers. Boeing and Tinker and American Airlines maintenance facilities and Nordamp. There's all kinds of companies that really need more engineers. And, of course, the oil business always needs that kind of talent. So this is going to go a long way in us being able to serve the state with the graduation of more engineers.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.